So God was in the sixth day, of creating a mother. And an angel appeared to God and said, "What's taking you so long? You should be done with this project by now. What have you been fiddling around with this for so long for?" And God said, I know, but he says, "Have you seen the specs on this project?" He says, "I can't believe how much time it's taken me to create a mother." He says, "She has to be washable but not plastic. She's got to have 180 parts that are all movable and replaceable. She's got to have a lap that disappears when she stands up. She's got to be able to live on a diet of black coffee and leftovers. And he said she's got to be able to kiss and heal a broken leg to a broken relationship. And she's got to have 6 arms and 6 hands." And God says, "You know, I got the 6 arms and I got the 6 hands down just right. I can do that, but it's the 3 sets of eyes that she has to have as well. You know, a set of eyes to be able to see through a closed door when she knows darn good and well what those kids are doing in there, but still she has to get on them. A set of eyes that are in the back of her head so that she can see things that she probably doesn't want to see, but she knows that she needs to see. And," he said, "and a set of eyes to see right in front of her so that when there's a child before her that messes up, and it's really a stupid mess up, that I need to be able to comfort that child in a loving and caring fashion." And the angel said, "Oh my gosh, maybe you should just quit this project. Maybe you should just stop altogether." And God says, No, I can't stop because I'm so close. I'm so close to creating someone who's almost as good as I am." God said that right now I've got her to the point where she can take an 8-year-old boy and get him a bath at least once a week. And I've got her to the point where she's able to use a pound of hamburger meat to feed a family of 7. I am so close, God said. And God said, "Look at her. She's got a tear in her eye. And that tear is for love and hope. That tear is for joy and failure. That tear is for despite. That tear is for pride and fear." This story, this fable, was told by Irma Bombeck. Irma Bombeck, in her book, Motherhood, the World's Second Oldest Profession. You know, we all know the power of a mother, don't we? The power of a mom. How a mom, in many ways, is a lot like God. How a mom is a lot like God, unconditional love. You know, I don't know of a job, a vocation that's any harder than that of being a mother. A mother. A mother who has to be there in all situations. A mother who has to be there in thick and thin. You know, and a mom, when a baby is born, Irma goes on to say, when a baby is born, there are no directions. You know, they don't come out of the womb with a set of instructions. But here's this mom with this baby in hand is like, "Oh my gosh, what do we do with it now?" You know, a first-time mom needs all the help, all the love, all the support they can get. So the question becomes, where does a mom go for support? Where does a mom go for strength? Where does a mom go to get that motherly care and modeling that she needs to be able to live life and to care for her children? You know, I think a mother, as well as any of us, any one of us, be it a mother or a father, a son or a daughter, a brother or a sister, can all go to the same place. And that's to God and to His Son Jesus. You know, all of us, moms and all of us, have complications. We got questions. We got things about our life that we think, how am I going to do this? How am I going to figure this out? How am I going to get to where I need to go? And we hear Jesus in this gospel say, do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. And Jesus goes on to say that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. You know, I can't help but today think about my own mom. Mom on June 27th will be 86 years old. Mother lives at the Carmel home. She's in the infirmary. She has dementia. Some days she knows who I am. Oh, Carl, how are you today? And some days she thinks I'm my younger brother, Philip, because we look so much alike. Philip, no. No, Kevin, no. Mary, oh, Carl. Well, whichever the hell the one you are, she'll say. You know, but I think about my mom today. You know, my mom, who I know in her life looked for the way, the truth, and the life. You know, I think about my mom in the sense that shortly after she was married, Dad went off to serve in the Korean War, and Mother lived in Arizona in the desert for a year by herself. I think about my mom, whose own mother struggled with mental illness. And Mother lived apart from her brother and her sister at a young age and lived with her aunt in Louisville on her own. You know, I think about my mom and the fact that for 7 years they couldn't have children. And then finally Kevin came along and they probably thought, oh, we should send him back, you know. We still think we should send him back. But then after that she had three other boys, but she had three miscarriages in a sense in the midst of all of it. You know, there's struggle, after sacrifice that my mother endured. And how did Mom do it? How did Mom do it? Mom did it with Jesus. You know, I can still see my mother coming to the church on Sunday morning, kneeling down, rosary in hand, and praying the rosary before Mass began, and then holding on to that rosary for dear life all the way through the rest of the Mass. You know, I can see my mom, you know, call us as young children. When a storm was approaching, she would call us to the basement. And we would kneel down and she would get out a candle and light it and then sprinkle all of us with holy water. And a storm never hit that house. You know, I can still see my mom, you know, at night call us down around our bed and we would say our nighttime prayers with her leading us. The angel of the Lord, my guardian dear, to whom God's love be with me here. Mom did it with Jesus. And that's how all of us can do it, isn't it? With Jesus. Jesus does have relevance in our life today. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ can help us through troubles and complications. And on this Mother's Day, what I want to encourage us to do, and what I firmly believe, is that God did a really good job when He created a mom. God created her in so many ways that are just like Him. Loving and forgiving, caring and compassionate. The vocation of motherhood. I want to encourage us on this Sunday, this Mother's Day, to pray for our moms, to pray for the vocation of motherhood. Because the stronger the mom, the stronger the family. The stronger the mom, the stronger the church. The stronger the mom, the stronger our country. The stronger the mom, the stronger our world. And let's pray for those moms who do struggle. Single moms and divorced moms. Those moms who do sacrifice. Mothers who leave their country because of immigration and migration. Mothers who are separated from their children because of war and despair. Those mothers who sacrifice so many things that we're not even aware of because they hold it like Mary did in the silence of their hearts. And whatever it is that we need in our own personal lives, can we just look to Jesus? Just look to Jesus, who says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me." And Jesus, who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."